Nancy Pelosi calls both John Lewis and Elijah Cummings the conscience of the Congress. By Kyle Olson on July 27, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's favorite moniker while memorializing deceased members of the House is apparently conscience of the Congress. On Monday, Pelosi praised U.S. Representative John Lewis, DGA, who died on July 17. The AP reported Pelosi called Lewis the conscience of the Congress, who was revered and beloved on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the Capitol, during a ceremony in the Rotunda. But when Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, died in October, Pelosi declared he, too, was the conscience of Congress. Julianne Melvo reported. House Majority Leader Steny H. Hoyer, DMD, said of his colleague, in a time of confrontation and disagreement and anger and, yes, sometimes hate, he was a beacon of civility, of fairness, of justice. Many others echoed those sentiments, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describing Cummings as the conscience of the Congress. Meanwhile, when Representative John Conyers died that same month, U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, deemed him the conscience of the Congress. Mr. Conyers, the longest-serving African-American in Congress, was a respected and strong moral voice for the Congress and for the Congressional Black Caucus, which he helped found and chaired and served so well. The conscience of the Congress, he was, at the end of his career, its dean, its longest-serving member, and the sixth longest-serving member in history, he said in a statement. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.